The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
But one of the guys that gets a lot of credit is Steve Blackman from Muscular Development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
All right, Bob Chick in for Sugar Sean Ray. My man is caught up, coming back from Germany. He's been in FIBO for the entire weekend. Lots of bodybuilding action going on all over the country and out of the country as well. So we'll hope Sugar Sean gets back. But this is MD Radio number 200. I'd like to claim credit for all that. But the bottom line is I haven't been on for 200 shows. So, but hats off to Sugar Sean and all the guests and special guests that we've had on the show, of course, so I'm making up all 200 of these shows. Of course, a very special welcome to Steve Blackman for allowing us to put our bodybuilding news and views out there for the public, all out there in bodybuilding land. So I'll be running this mostly myself here today, but there's lots to cover. Also, my good friend Peter McGuff will be calling in. Peter was in L.A. over the weekend, as was I, but Peter attended the Joe Weider Memorial that was put on Sunday, and I'm sure he'll have lots of report there, lots of industry people in our sports, and many people that Joe knew throughout the years, many years, obviously in his publications career. And, you know, enough can't be said, really, about the impact that Joe and Ben Weider both had on the sport of bodybuilding. You know, we talk about Joe as the father of modern bodybuilding and all that, and people have short memories. I mean, you go back into the 60s and 70s, and, you know, prize money was negligible. I think the first check for the Olympia was, you know, $1,000 or something like that. And, you know, Joe's also taken a lot of flack over the years for using the bodybuilders. And I've heard this argument many, many times over the years that Joe was a guy that, you know, used the bodybuilders that, you know, to make a fortune for himself, but, you know, kind of left them out in the cold. And, you know, that's simply not true. I mean, everybody's going to have their little spin on it. But the bottom line is that the bodybuilders themselves, first of all, this was never intended to be a full-time job, okay? The sport of bodybuilding, as we call it, you know, was never intended, really. It's really fortunate that there are guys today, myself included, and people that are in this game, in the sport, that are afforded the opportunity to make this into our living. But when this was first created and all that, I mean, it was a nice little side piece, you know, and bodybuilding was a hobby at best, you know, that guys competed for nothing. If anything, it obviously cost you money to prepare and get ready for competitions, but it was the, you know, it was the sport of competition that really drove people. And it was Joe that gave the opportunity to bodybuilders to make money from bodybuilding, which eventually, you know, took people like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Lou Ferrigno and a lot of the top names of, you know, for anybody from Lee Haney to Dorian Yates to, you know, the Jay Cutlers and Phil Heath of the world now currently that are making a great living bodybuilding. And, you know, a lot of that's due to the supplement end of the business, which, of course, Joe was instrumental in his early days with the old Weider Wildcat series. If any of you old-timers are out there listening, you'll remember that, and the Champion series and, you know, all that good old nostalgic stuff from when I first started bodybuilding. So, you know, I give Joe a lot of credit for everything that he's afforded all the bodybuilders to do, for bringing the Mr. Olympia to the main stage that it's on today. And I'm very fortunate to be a part of that, along with Robin Chang and his entire production staff, for about the better part of the last 8 years. I've been at the helm at the Olympia, on the main stage, welcoming people from all corners of the globe to the competition. And, you know, it's humbling. You know, it's humbling to be there with those, you know, people see those big giant Olympia letters on the stage. Well, if you look real close, you'll see it says Joe Weiders, Mr. Olympia. And I think that's what we're going to be cognizant of this year more than any, of course, as we celebrate Joe's life and all that he's given to the sport. And, of course, I'm sure Robin has got a whole bunch of special things that are going to be in store, obviously, as we pay tribute to Joe. And obviously that Grand Olympia weekend that it's now become almost $1 million in prize money, almost 50 years in the making now, and just another year or so we'll be celebrating that 50th anniversary. So anyways, we'll let Peter speak a little bit more about that when he gets on, and he's going to be coming back after the second break. So right about 7:30 or so, guys, you can look forward to Peter's reporting. Right now we're going to turn our attention to the L.A. Grand Prix, NPC and IFBB out in John Lindsay land. And everybody knows John Lindsay out on the coast puts on about 14 or 15 shows all over the California area, including the prestigious USA Championships, which I've been fortunate enough to be given the microphone for this year. So for the first time in USA history, a former Mr. USA will be taking the helm and obviously passing that torch on to the other Mr. USA winners of recent. Speaking of which, former Mr. USA Steve Kukla was in attendance, giving a guest pose exhibition at the LA Grand Prix. And I tell you what, man, Steve's a big boy. That guy has got some muscle. He's got all the attributes. I know I've gone on a record before as saying that Steve is a guy that I think could be a probable candidate for the Mr. Olympia title. And you know, it's going to take him a couple more years. You know, he's got some seasoning. I tell you, his legs are tremendous. His calves are out of this world. His legs, thigh sweep. But he's got all the characteristics that it would take to put himself in contention. And I say that because, you know, there's a lot of guys like that. Cedric McMillan, who we'll be talking about a little bit later in the program, is obviously FIBO was very kind to him, and he got a nice victory over there, well-deserved. But the bottom line is without those characteristics, I mean, there's lots of good bodybuilders out there, but you've got to have genetics first and foremost, and I see that with Steve. He's got the wide shoulders, the small waist, again, the big legs, calves. He's got, you know, round muscle bellies. He needs some work in thickening up that upper body and the back, and I think that's been coming along, and you're going to see that. I thought maybe originally he might be going for that New York Pro that, you know, throw his hat into that ring, but he will be making his 2013 debut in his own hometown of the in Dallas, at the Dallas Europa. That, I think, is a good move. I think that's good strategy. And I know he works with his coach, Tony Rambot, on picking these shows strategically, doing what's smart for him, and putting him in the best position possible to get himself to that Olympia stage and be a contender. Steve's the kind of guy who doesn't just want to be there to experience it. He wants to be in the mix. And I think it's a good move. In his hometown, at the Dallas Europa, it's a great show with a great tradition. You know, he'll have that hometown advantage and see if he can pick up a win. I think it's important for Steve to win. He can get some points there, obviously, but he's putting a lot on this show, as he's bypassing quite a few shows to get to that one. The reason why I bring that up is, yeah, you can earn some points, but unless you win a show, as we've changed the rules over the last 2 years, you're going to get to the Olympia via a win or by accumulating enough points that you're in the top 5 point getters at the end of the season. So if it doesn't go his way, he's going to have to pick a few more shows if he wants to get to the Olympia. Of course, he might figure if he doesn't win, what's the sense? If I can't win a show on my way to the Olympia, then maybe I'm not at that point yet. But anyway, Steve was in very good shape, I think, for 16 weeks out, so he's got a little bit of ways to go, but you know, still gave a very excellent performance, and I know that the fans were very interested to see what he would look like. But let's get into the show. The shows of the last couple years have just been off the hook. The NPC have been boasting numbers that are beating all kinds of records. Now, before all the bodybuilding hardcore enthusiasts get on me, okay, because I do realize that we do have a lot more women's categories now, so those numbers aren't exactly true when it comes to pure bodybuilding. I get all that, okay, but I'm just talking about pure numbers, okay? This show in itself, 319 NPC competitors, so 319 amateurs, 35 IFBB pros. The place was sold out, 1,400 at the pre-judging. I should say it was almost sold out twice. 1,400 at the pre-judging, almost 2,000 people jam-packed in Culver City for the finals. There wasn't a seat left. Even the balcony seats were sold. I want to give a shout-out to the production staff that John Lindsay has put together, and an extra special shout-out to Mr. Tamer Al-Gwindi, who has really done a nice job. Tamer's an IFBB pro, earned his card a few years ago, but he's taken the direction on of the vice chairman of Los Angeles, working directly under John Lindsay. And he served as head judge for the competition. Our very own Jim Mannion popped in and lent his judging expertise to the pro divisions. And it was an excellent show. I mean, it was a long show because you can't put, 350 athletes. And actually, it's over 400 if you count crossovers. You can't put that amount of people across the stage in 3 hours. It just can't happen. And believe me, anybody that knows me knows I am an advocate of getting these shows down in length because they are long. But we ended up getting out of there about 12:30, and it's the best we could have done. And that's with no fanfare. There's no breaks. There's no intermission. Like I say, the only thing we had was Steve Kuklo guest posing. But I got to give my shout outs to all the winners, of course, of the NPC shows. Very good competition in there, and two pro shows going on: the women's physique division and the men's physique division. Both made their pro debut on that very same stage last year when it sold out. Continued on this year. Patricia Mello winning the women's physique division and Matt Christianer winning the men's. And both were very deserving. Patricia Mello is out of this world. She's a Brazilian bombshell and, carries that very well. Very pretty blonde hair, big eyes, beautiful girl, and a very good physique. She represents what women's physique was designed to do, and that's give ladies an opportunity that like to bodybuild, but not take it to extremes, that like to accentuate the female physique. And she wasn't the only one. She was the winner. But I tell you what, it was almost 20 girls in the class, and I would say almost all of them were in great shape. Very good posing routines, very good representation. My girl Jilly Ravilli was out there. She was doing some play-by-play for MD, so I'm sure you guys got a chance to see that over at the MD site. But I tell you what, Patricia Mello has made herself an instant contender for this women's physique Olympia that has made its way to the Olympia weekend this year along with men's physique. And, again, Matt Christianer taking that title there. The only, I don't obviously follow the men's physique as much as I do bodybuilding, of course, but what I do know is that the favorite was a guy named Mark Anthony, which a lot of you do know, as he won the show last year and then went on to a three-win season. Everybody thought that it was this guy's show for the taking, but he ended up in fifth place, and there was nothing more to it other than he just did not bring the package that brought him those three victories last year. And I think it kind of gave him a little bit of a wake-up call. I think he knows he's got to get his nose back to the grindstone, stop being the champ and start being a contender again, because he needs to get in the winner's circle. But if anything was going to light a fire under his ass, I think it was a fifth place finish. I don't think he ever saw that coming. I think he saw himself in the winner's circle again, and maybe he took that for granted a little bit in this off season. I think he was a little bit behind in his preps, but he will bounce back. I like Mark. I like what he brings to the table, and he's definitely a guy you're going to be looking for. I don't think he's doing the Orlando coming up, but I do know he'll be bouncing back in a show very soon. So we'll give our best to all those people, and I want to give a congratulations out to my good friend John Lindsay, who just continues to put more and more quality competitions on, and that runs like a fine oiled machine over there in LA. That's not a show that's a scrambler. You don't see things going on that nobody can explain, or that there's not enough room for the competitors. John's been doing this for 20 plus years, and he's the best promoter pretty much anywhere. I mean, John's the biggest promoter we have in the NPC, and he's done a hell of a job out there. But job well done, John, and obviously we'll see you at the next one. The LA Championships, I'll be back out for that before the USA, and then, of course. So with that, we'll be taking our first break here at MD, and when we come back, we'll be talking about FIBO.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell-swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit PowerhouseGym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Oh, oh my God! Business as usual, man! Who are you? I stole you! I stole you!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Levrone Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroneFormula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes. Your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from Muscle Mads, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought-after muscle-building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony.
Well, we're back to MD Radio, but I sure ain't Sean Ray. This is Bob Chick filling in for my good buddy who is on his way home. He's been out in FIBO for the better part of this last week. He missed his flight, which I think he did on purpose just so he'd have the night off. And here we are, folks. So for those listening in, I just put a thread out on MD. So for all my listeners out there, you got any questions? Ask me some questions right on there. I will answer them live right here on the radio in real time. So don't be shy, folks. Almost nothing too stupid. Remember, there are no stupid questions, just stupid people. All right, so FIBO was all about Germany this past week, and all the buzz surrounded our good friend Big Mac, Cedric McMillan. He was going into this competition, and Cedric seems to get a lot of stuff. I mean, he gets it good, he gets it bad. He's always a subject of controversy, it seems. Nothing out of the box, you know, more business, you know, bodybuilding related, but some people think he's got the tools to be Mr. Olympia. Some people think he doesn't work hard enough. Some people, you know, that they think he's overrated. So, I mean, everybody's got their opinions, of course. And at the end of the day, the only ones that mattered were those seven judges that were sitting down in the pit at Judges Row. And they seemed to think that Cedric was the man in FIBO. So Cedric picks up a win, picks up a nice check, picks up the Olympia qualification. And I've seen pictures. Now, I wasn't there, obviously, as I was in L.A., as we just talked about, but I have seen video footage. I have seen pictures. Was Cedric at his best? The answer to that is simple. No, he was not at his best. Actually, very reminiscent of the Cedric that I seen win the Europa last year. Again, not that he wasn't deserving of that title, but was it his best? And the answer was no. The problem Cedric's going to have, and I've said this many times before, Cedric's a big guy, okay? He's over 6 foot tall. He's got a very large frame, and he's got to find that right balance between staying big enough and getting ripped enough. And now that's a balance for any bodybuilder, pro or amateur, of course. But that gets accentuated and harder the bigger you get and the broader you get. And that's why you'll see most of the world's best bodybuilders fall between, you know, 5'7" and, 5'9", 5'10", you know, somewhere in that range. Because that's the best middle ground for putting on mass and for making that work, obviously, and trying to get the best conditioning to go with that mass. So, you know, Cedric, in the same lines as Tony Freeman and some of the other taller bodybuilders throughout history, he seems to have that same problem. Now, what he does have is Cedric has some of the best lines I've ever seen out of anybody. What he has is genetics, and genetics go a long way when it comes to bodybuilding. You know, work ethic is to be applauded, of course. You've got to have it. But the one thing, you can't buy genetics in a bottle, okay? You can't cardio your way to a, you know, to a beautiful X-frame, you know, that type of thing. So, now, getting back to FIBO, okay, Cedric is up against Johnny Jackson. Now, Johnny, and I say up against Johnny because Johnny was the winner last year in Germany, very good victory. And we've seen a better Johnny Jackson in the last couple of years, and I think we've seen them in the previous 5 years, which is amazing because obviously Johnny, like the rest of us, are getting older, but seems to be improving. And, you know, it was his show to win or lose. He went and put up a valiant effort. But the bottom line is he ends up in second place behind Cedric. Now, was Johnny 100%? I think the answer to that is no. I think he was close. I don't think he was quite 100%. So now you get into just a battle of percentages, okay? Now, the question always looms, does somebody have to be 100% to win a show? I've seen a lot of stuff out there. Robert Petrikovich should have won. He got screwed. Eddie Nunn, he got screwed. Everybody got screwed. Well, Petrikovich is a great example. Now, let's just say, for hypotheticals, that Robert was in 100% condition, okay? The question then becomes, is his 100% better than, let's say, Cedric's 90%? And the answer to that is probably no. If you look at the ideals of bodybuilding, how it's structured, what it's supposed to be, and all that, all factors have to be considered. And that means that you take everything and you put it together and you see who's got the best physique up on a stage at a given day. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that, again, a Cedric McMillan has to be at his all-time best because he's got better shape, better structure, better flow to his physique, a better presentation and routine. you know, it wasn't like he was way off either. So those are the type of factors that you have to look at when we talk bodybuilding. And we talk about, you know, well, this guy was, you know, but this guy was in 100% condition. He got screwed. Well, no, it doesn't mean anything. It means that good for him. He did his homework and he should get rewarded to a degree. But it's all in the presentation on the stage and what's before the judges. The judges don't know anything except what they're looking at. They don't know what a guy had to go through. They don't take, you know, genetic limitations into effect. Okay. That doesn't mean anything to them. All they're doing is looking at a physique and a collection of physiques. And trying to figure out, you know, who has the best of all those worlds. That's what they're trying to do. I think you did a good job of that. My hat off to my good buddy Lee Thompson, who was out there head judging that competition. I thought the panel did a good job. Eddie Nunn lands in the third. Now, this was a good spot for Eddie. I was just on with Sean last week or the week before, and I made it a note to say that this was a pivotal show for Eddie Nunn. This was a show that he could not afford to drop down behind guys that he should be beating. And a top three finish was exactly what he needed. I know he obviously had his eye in the winner's circle like everybody does, but, you know what? Nothing to hang your head about there, Eddie. So I think he's made improvements. Now, where Eddie comes up short is when you put him next to a Cedric McMillan. Now, even though Cedric wasn't as filled out as Cedric could be, his frame is much bigger than Eddie's. And he looks a little bit thin standing next to a Cedric McMillan. And anybody looks thin standing next to Johnny Jackson. So he had two very good bodybuilders that he was standing up there and getting compared with. Eddie has got some great attributes. He's got a very thin waist. He's got big quads, you know, that have a nice sweep to him. He's got arms that are big. Where he falls short is his back needs to be broadened and thickened, and his chest. He's got to bring those areas up to match if he can do that. And the reason why I say that is, as we've often talked about in many interviews and shows and whatnot, a lot of times, you know, people say, well, if this guy would just, all he has to do is bring up his tries, you know, or whoever it is. They say, well, look, if he could have brought up his tries, he'd have been doing it years ago. So it may not be necessarily something he can do. But good for Eddie. You know, a top three finish, good for him. Robert P. ends up in fourth. Very good conditioning. He's been working on getting that waistline down, and it paid off with a top five finish. Ronnie Rockel, of once top six Olympia consideration, finding himself on the outside looking in. You know, fifth place. He's on the bubble here. But again, you know, not the biggest show in the world, not the deepest lineup. These are competitions this guy should have been either winning or at least, you know, taking runner-up spots, and he's struggling to make top fives now. So I'm not quite sure what's going on with Ronnie, but the Rocket's got to get his stuff together, man, or he's going to have a tough time getting back to the Olympia stage. And a shout-out to Daniel Toth, taking sixth place, very good physique, not quite at the caliber of the rest of these guys, but, you know, certainly consideration, you know, considerate of a top six finish. And thus goes another FIBO, so Cedric Mack putting himself in the Olympia mix, and I'm pretty sure he hasn't, I don't think he's committed. If he has, I haven't seen it. But I'm pretty sure he's going to commit to the Olympia this year. I think it's time. I think if he certainly brings the best that he can bring, he is definitely a top 10 contender. I don't think there's any question about that. Can he be a top six contender? That's the question. Can he push somebody out of there? I think he can. I think Cedric can put himself up there as high as, you know, battling it out with Phil and Kai and Jay and Dexter and all the rest of those guys, if he can get it all together at the same time. He tends to either get stringy and ripped, but he's too small, or he's big and full and he doesn't quite have the cuts. You can't get away with that on the Olympia stage. You've got the best of the best out there, and what these guys do is they combine all the elements and they put it all on stage at the same time. You want to go up against Phil Heath, Kai Greene, the rest of these guys, you better be 100%. I understand he's had some changes. He's got some a little bit more time to devote to bodybuilding now, so I think the best Cedric is yet to come. So we're going to hit our second commercial break. When we come back, my good friend Peter McGuff will be calling in to give us the lowdown on the Joe Weider Memorial, and we'll be hearing all about that after the break.
This is Marcus Haley of The Comet, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Tonight, your dark side is over. MHP introduces InnoBomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with InnoBomb.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit powerhousegym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Levrone Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroneFormula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
But one of the guys that gets a lot of credit is Steve Blackman for muscular development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony.
All right, we're back from the break. Bob Chick filling in for Sean Ray, who will be back online this week, obviously, then back on the radio next week as we recap and do our handicapping of the Urando. I just combined two words together. The Europa Orlando Pro, first of the Europa shows, one of four that Ed and Betty Pariso put on throughout the year. And that's coming up just this next week. So I've got a few days here at home, and then, of course, I'll be driving up to that one as I'm in Florida, just about 3 hours away from Orlando. But the men's 212, men's physique, and women's physique, and Bikini, all IFBB events. This is the first 212 of the season. I'm seeing 13 names on the list, which is pretty impressive. That's assuming nobody else jumps in this week. But I'm seeing some names on there. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Right now, it is my pleasure to introduce a very good friend of mine, more like family, and certainly family to the bodybuilding world at large. I'd like to welcome Peter McGuff to the show. Peter.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, Peter. I understand you were in attendance, of course, with your lovely wife, Miss Ann, out in California this weekend. The Joe Weider Memorial took place, and you were kind enough to send me a little write-up you did on it, and I'm looking down at the list of names. Very impressive. And I'm seeing a lot of names, not just in the bodybuilding world, but I'm looking at Bart Connor and Nadia Comaneci. Terry Crews. So it looks like Joe touched a lot of people outside the world of bodybuilding.
Yeah, Nadia Comaneci and I've forgotten his name now.
Bart Connor.
They're very close to Joe and Betty from way back. I think he put them in the magazine late 80s, 90s, and you know, they're at all the Weider functions, birthday parties and everything, and they spoke very warmly about Joe, you know, so they're family friends. Terry Crews, I saw him sitting there, you know, and he gave a great speech, actually, and he's never met Joe, but he's been on the cover of Muscle and Fitness, and he actually sort of teared up a little bit, but, you know, he sort of epitomizes Joe's influence. A guy that never met Joe, but got into training because he saw early Muscle and Fitnesses and Flexes and followed that lifestyle ever since, you know, and you know, he spoke very well. I mean, obviously, his connection with Arnold, I think that's why he was there, but he was a good example of how the ripples of what Joe did reach every corner of life, you know.
Well, Peter, I see some old-timers on the list as well. Leroy Colbert, a guy I recognize, obviously, from the early muscle books. And was he indeed the first guy to have 20-inch arms?
Well, I always say, give him the title, purported to have the first 20-inch arms. You know, he certainly had great big arms. I mean, Leroy is a self-confessed windbag. They had to almost drag him off. He was very amusing. He's 80, but he's as sharp as a button, you know. And, you know, he told a story, which is totally true because we've written about it. Joe put him on the cover of Your Physique in 1953. Somebody of color on a magazine cover in those days, but unthought of. And even Leroy said to Joe, you can't do that. You'll lose sales. Joe says, no, we've got to do this. You know, Joe was very open-minded. He was ahead of his times. In the South, you know, people took some newsstands wouldn't put it up, you know, but Joe persevered, did lose money, showed what a man of principle he was in those times, and Leroy told that story, but took about 20 minutes to do it.
Well, Peter, there's, like I said, there's this name, it's literally a who's who of bodybuilding, of people that were in attendance. I know you've got a chance to see a lot of old friends and such, but even better, though, you've got some great old Joe Weider stories. Now, because we only live a few minutes from each other and we're close friends, I get treated to a lot of these stories a lot of the time, which is great. But I wanted you to share that story with the listeners, Peter, of that time Joe wanted the picture taken with the film and the camera and all that.
Yeah, this was like 1970. It was on Santa Monica Beach. Artie Zeller, you know, the legendary Artie Zeller was the photographer. The model was Dave Draper, and there was Joe on the beach. You know, he had a suit, but he took the jacket off, rolled his trousers up, was barefoot going in and out of the water. And Dave was an individual soul, let's say it in those days. You know, he was, the hippie days were there, and sure, he had his own little world he was moving in, and they were trying to get him to strike the right pose, and time was going on, and he was drifting in and out. The sun was going down. Suddenly the sun was at the perfect angle for the perfect shot, and Dave hit the pose, and it was perfect, and Joe screams, Artie, Artie, take the shot. And Artie's not doing anything. He's fiddling around. Artie, Artie, take the shot. And Artie says, I can't. There's no film in the camera. And Joe says, take it anyway. So Artie just clicked the shutter, and everybody went away happy.
you know, that's just Joe, you know, for anybody that knew him. You know, and again, there's the stories just go on and on of but Joe seemed like he was a fun guy.
Yeah, you could have a lot of laughs with Joe. I mean, he used to call you up to the office, you know, and you'd talk about business, and then he'd tell you his latest joke, and then he'd see you laugh, and then a twinkle would come in his eye, and he'd sort of keep pressing to make you laugh even more. I mean, he was, you know, Joe was, the great thing about Joe, that he was accessible. When I first went to Weider in 1992, I was writer, and above me was an editor, and then an editorial director, and then CEO. And then Joe. So there was like four levels between me and Joe, and then the rest of the guys on the shop floor, as it were. But we saw more of Joe than we saw of the other levels, because he'd come into our cubicles and sit down and start talking to us. You know, he got to know everybody. He was very accessible. He had no frills. He drove a nice Lexus, but it wasn't a Rolls Royce with a chauffeur and all the rest of it. And he drove himself. There was none of this fancy, you know, his desk. When you went in to talk to him at his big long desk that he had there, he didn't sit one side and you the other. You sat the same side facing each other so that you almost your feet were touching. And it was his way, I'm sure, of saying there's no barriers between us. You know, I'm not playing the boss. He didn't have to prove he was the boss. He was the boss. He was the man in the whole business, you know. And what came out yesterday was the warmth of everybody, you know, not just the speakers. There was like 10 or 12 speakers. The others were in the audience, because we mingled before and told stories, and even when it was over, it was like nobody wanted to leave. It was, you know, an hour or so before everybody stood around telling Joe stories. It was really a great occasion. You know,
well, I tell you what, I imagine it was, Peter. I mean, like I say, as you look at all the names on here on this list, it's quite impressive. I mean, it brings to mind, I mean, like, this is the kind of list I'd like to see at the Olympia every year, you know, is a lot of these type of people that come and, you know, could have a good time and reminisce and you know, just like I said, there's so much history there. There's so much nostalgia in that room. And, I'm looking at, you know, Frank Zane. I see you got a note here that he actually sang a song and then played the harmonica.
Yeah, Frank's a sort of a, I'm not going to say part-time musician. He plays in a band. He does the harmonica, composes his own songs. And he had a song to Joe Weider, something like, Joe Weider, he's the leader, you know. I don't do a Frank Zane impersonation. But, you know, he had an organist with him. He played the harmonica. And, you know, that was a different kind of tribute, you know, and it went down very well.
I don't think anybody does a Frank Zane impersonation, but there's lots of people that do Joe impersonations. But anybody conjure one up at the microphone?
Well, Rich Gaspari did. Now, Rich, kudos to Rich Gaspari. I mean, he Fibo sort of decimated the list of would-be attendants. I'm sure a lot of other people would have been there if Fibo hadn't have already been planned.
Right.
But Rich was the guy who flew through the night back from Fibo. And to be honest, it looked like he'd flown through the night. He looked pretty shattered. But he gave a great speech, and he did a Joe impersonation. I've never heard him done before, which is pretty good. And, you know, I sent to Rich afterwards. I mean, you remember he gave a great speech at the Arnold Classic when he received that lifetime achievement. I said, we never knew you had this gift. You should go on the after-dinner circuit or something, you know. But he said he was so humbled and honored to be on this list. There was nothing going to stop him from being there. And, you know, he gave a great speech. Who else did? Arnold did his Joe thing. I had the pleasure of speaking, and you know me, Bob, I can't help myself. I don't know anybody who can quote Joe without doing Joe's voice. It just doesn't sound right.
Now, the funny part, you know, everybody does it. It's truly to honor him. I mean, it's certainly no way to make fun of or, you know, but everybody has a great, there's two people. If you're in the business of bodybuilding, there's two people you have to imitate. Of course, one is Arnold. Of course, the other one is Joe Weider for those of us that, you know, go back long enough to appreciate Joe and what he brought. And I could never quite figure out that accent.
What, Joe's? Joe's. You know, the one accent that he's close to. I always thought, who could play Joe in a film? Dustin Hoffman. If you think of it, I kind of said, Dustin Hoffman, Mrs. Robinson. You know, and then you put a little more twang in it, then you've got Joe. You know, I think Dustin Hoffman could play Joe in the movie with the accent.
That's a great pick, Peter, when you think about it. Hopefully he wouldn't be dressed up like Tootsie. But anyway, we got to take Peter, hang with me until after the break.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, we're going to take a quick break now. We're going to come right back with Peter McGuff, and we're going to break down the Orlando Europa coming up this week. We'll be back after the break.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with no Test. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. NovaTest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. NovaTest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. NovaTest from Zero Limits. Order NovaTest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Ron! Oh my goodness! Business as usual, man! Ron! Who are you again? I stole you! I stole you! Shh! Ron! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
But one of the guys that gets a lot of credit is Steve Blackman for muscular development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and these other boys phony.
All right, back from the break. Bob Schick along with Peter McGuff. Peter, we were just kind of going down the rundown of some of the celebs that were there at the Joe Weider Memorial, and we named a few of the names. A few of the other names I'm seeing on there, of course, Lou Ferrigno was there, Eric Weider. That's the nephew of Joe, for those who don't know. Tom Dieters, Vince Scalise, Sean Perrin, a lot of these good friends of ours. Corey Everson, John Balick, Franco Colombo, Terry Crews, everybody knows from the movies and commercials. And Frank Zane, of course, who was, you know, in attendance, as he always is, playing his harmonica. Speaking of which, Peter, you probably got a few Frank Zane harmonica stories, right?
Well, one in particular, in 2007, Arnold, when he was governor, had a Joe Weider Day. It was July 2007, and we all went up there to celebrate, and there was an evening meal afterwards. We were about 12 or 15. Dave Draper was there, Franco, Arnold, obviously, Dick Tyler, old editor. And, of course, Frank at the end got up and played a Joe Weider song. I was sitting next to Christine Zane, who I'd never really had a conversation with, got on like a house on foot fight, great sense of humor. So Frank does his harmonica bit, and then as he sits down, a police car comes wailing around the corner with sirens, stops outside the restaurant, and Christine says, "What's going on?" I said, "I think so." I looked at Frank and said, "I think somebody's reported a criminal act," and she laughed her head off, you know, about his singing. Now, Frank comes across, and she told him the story, and he looks at me with daggers in his eyes. He didn't find it at all funny. You
know? that's great. Peter with another zinger, as always. Well, I tell you what, Peter, it sounded like a great event to be at, obviously, in light of the reason that everybody was there, but, you know, everybody's celebrating the life rather than you know, being sad and all that. So I assume that the big man himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger, had a few words along with Joe's wife, Betty. Did Betty actually get up and say a few words, Peter?
Yeah, Arnold gave a great speech, you know, the father-son relationship and everything. But the highlight was when he introduced Betty. I mean, God knows what that woman's going through. I mean, widows around the world would know. But she got up, I mean, she looked terrific, and as she got to the podium, there was everybody stood, nobody got a standing ovation throughout the night, but then they stood for Betty before she said anything, and it went on for 5 minutes. It was just thunderous, wow. You know, just wave after wave, and she kept her poise, and then she spoke. I mean, it was one of the most touching moments I've ever seen in a bodybuilding environment, and she spoke great for the audience. You know, I thought she'd break down, but she was obviously on the edge, but she kept herself together. And she talked about how Joe changed her life. And of course, then she went and said, you know, how he changed everybody's life in that room and countless generations across the years. So, and then the final flourish was that Joe loved bagpipes. For some reason, they loved bagpipes. So they had a bagpipe player play some sort of ode as he walked around the room. It was such a climax and so moving. It was amazing.
Very nice. Well, thanks for that report, Peter. They're right in the front row, of course. And for those who want to read more about that, of course, Peter will have something up online over at MD. Of course, so check that out. Well, Peter, the IFBB train keeps rolling on into Orlando, our neck of the woods, kind of, sort of. The first Europa show, one of four going on this year, happening this weekend. The 212, men's physique, women's physique, and bikini on the docket. Right. No men's open on this one, Peter, but a 212 show, first of the season. I'm just looking down a few of the names. I know you're still out in L.A., but I've got some names in front of me. Jason Arntz, Raul Carrasco Jimenez, Charles Dixon, Marco Rivera, Ahmed Sapur, and Nate Wansley, amongst the 13 competitors throwing their hat in the ring for the 212.
Yeah. I remember Jason Arntz. I think it was the 2011 202. I can't remember because I haven't got my things in front of me, but I think it was fourth or something like that. It's the best I've ever seen him. And, you know, I mean, Jason's been around a long time, but yeah. He seemed to have tie-ins he hadn't had before. I can't remember I'm out in LA still, so I've got no access to records or research for the show. Apologies. But I can't remember if he had competed last year at all, but...
I think the year before, but I don't remember seeing him last year.
No. So he would be interesting to watch, you know.
Well, see a couple of... Raul Carrasco Jimenez is a name that a lot of people know, but this guy really made his mark last year in the 212. It would not shock me if he came out the winner here. But Marco Rivera, one of the newer guys, I believe out of New York City, in there, and Charles Dixon, who's built like a tank... these guys, I'm definitely going to be thinking that they might be going one and two, or at least, you know, battling here.
Yeah, Charles Dixon, I mean, he's got all the muscles. If he's in shape, you know, he's so thick and round, he could do a lot of damage. And Marco Rivera, I was quite impressed with him. I think he was in the New York 212 show last year. So, that they would be, if we were Vegas bookies, we'd be putting them pretty much up there.
I think so, yeah. When the... Bikini, Peter, I know you follow intently, but actually this is kind of interesting, Peter. 14 competitors in the bikini, which is okay.
Yeah.
The brand new women's physique division that we just put in last year, 27 ladies in this competition. And again, this is the beginning of the week, so you may see a few more climb in this week. So that could top 30. And the brand new men's physique with 22, so very good numbers for Ed and Betty Pariso. Patty Mello, Patricia Mello, who just won the L.A. Grand Prix that I was just at. Also, I see her name in here, so she's looking for two, but a very good representative. She's from Brazil. Absolutely great look. But I tell you what, she's really putting her mark in there because the women's and men's physique has been added to the Olympia this year.
Yeah, I mean, those two divisions have taken off since they were introduced. I had my reservations about the men's physique, you know, but... obviously, it gives an arena of competition for guys who don't want to go the whole hog. And I must say, those guys really get in condition. You know, the crispness of the abs and everything. I mean, we don't see conditioning like that as consistently in the open as we do in the physique. And I think the women's physique is really giving women who want to build muscle but don't want to sort of really go over the top, is giving them a great place to compete.
All right. Well, Peter, thank you for joining us here today, for filling in, both of us filling in at the last second here, but always enjoy the stories, Peter. Of course, I'll see you when you get back home, so thanks for popping in and telling us all about everything that goes on in La La Land and Orlando Europa. For those that are interested, that will be at the Orlando Convention Center. You can get more information at europaexpo.com, of course, or go on the MD website. We've got the full listing of all the events that are going on, and there's anything from wrestling to CrossFit to you name it at that. That expo was absolutely ridiculously huge. It's a great event, so if you're in the Orlando area, please come on out and support the IFBB Pros. For Peter McGuff, this is Bob Chick. We're out.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.